Layers, my friend, layers. Creating your unique wellness lifestyle isn't as simple as checking off a few boxes and moving on with your day. You will peel back layers. You will add layers. But don't let the layers dissuade you from starting. The layers are where you add your special flair and look deeper to understand what works best for you. I encourage you to start with a layer that impacts every area of your well-being. Keep listening, my friend. I'm Carly Newman, and you're listening to Flipside of Midlife, a podcast for women in midlife and beyond who want to feel connected, hopeful, confident, and more satisfied with life than ever before. I'm here each week to help you deepen your awareness and gain knowledge to expand into the powerful and resilient woman you are. It is one of my greatest joys to help you foster a positive mindset and encourage you to explore the endless possibilities on the flip side of midlife. I invite you to sign up for my feel-good emails and visit my website, flipsideofmidlife.com, where you'll find all the ways I help women in midlife and beyond. I'm launching my Elevate membership soon, and you can peruse my coaching programs, virtual workshops, private retreats, and wellness events in Phoenix. Wherever you are on your journey, there's a space for you to tap into my positive vibes, knowledge, and experience. I promise to help you discover, learn, and grow so you can live a positive life where the possibilities are endless. In my Healthy Can Feel Heavy episode, I take you through three key decisions to help you foster a lifestyle of wellness. One of them is to choose a positive growth mindset. A critical piece that layers onto and helps promote your positive growth mindset is positive self-talk. Your inner dialogue runs from the time you wake up until you fall asleep. Without awareness, intention, and practice, that conversation can derail your positivity and wreak havoc behind the scenes. I encourage you to think of your inner voice as your best friend. Be kind and understanding with her and let her know you're counting on her to reciprocate. Say nice things, give sage advice, and cheer for each other. Developing self-talk that is consistently positive takes practice. After all, it's a habit you're building, one that impacts your overall well-being. Coming up, I have five of my favorite ways to foster positive self-talk. Grab your journal, notebook, or favorite app and jot down some notes as you listen. I'll drop a time marker here to make it easy to revisit the spot if you aren't in a space to take notes right now. I'll add it to the show notes and transcript so you can land here when the time is right. Ready for impactful ways to deepen your friendship with your inner voice? Here we go. The first of my favorite ways to foster positive self-talk is positive affirmations. I see affirmations as one of the best ways to bring positivity into your life. It may feel silly at first, but there is great power in standing in front of a mirror and repeating words that transform how you think. Positive affirmations foster a more optimistic and friendly inner dialogue, and that translates to enhanced self-esteem, increased resilience, and more life satisfaction. Another of my favorite ways to become best friends with your inner voice is through journaling. I encourage you to get the most out of this personal growth tool. Start a journaling practice or expand an existing one to focus on positivity. Try writing about your strengths, accomplishments, and positive experiences. It can be as easy as listing three positive things in your day. Keep it simple to create a practice you'll stick to. A third way to foster friendship with that inner voice is to practice gratitude. Recognize the gifts around you. Include points of gratitude in your journaling practice. Use gratitude as a tool to redirect your inner voice when she's being negative. Focus on what you are thankful for when you're feeling stressed. It's impossible for that inner voice to be negative when focusing on the things you're thankful for. However you use it, gratitude creates space for you to gain perspective and reframe how you're thinking and speaking to yourself. The fourth of my favorites, and this might be the favorite of my favorites, is using friendly advice with yourself. Think of a close friend who is struggling with something and asks for your advice. I'm guessing you respond thoughtfully and with kindness and understanding. You provide compassionate words of advice that can help her, right? This is how you can use your friendship with your inner voice. Literally, speak to yourself as you do to that close friend. Instead of using I or you, speak to yourself in the third person. Use your first name and share your friendly, compassionate advice with yourself. It can help you move through challenges, negativity, and moments of self-doubt. It truly is powerful. And the fifth of my favorite ways to foster friendship with your inner voice is to celebrate successes. Recognize the successes you have and celebrate them. mark the little milestones with a pat on the back or a personal cheer of way to go. As you cross the finish line on big projects or goals, find a way to mark the occasion. Your inner voice plays a big part here. Start noticing your successes as well as the lessons inside of your failures. Your inner voice can help you view failures as learning opportunities that influence future successes. She can point out your increasing resilience and ability to do hard things as you make your way through struggles and keep going after you fail. Before I wrap up this episode, I do want to say that consistent positive self-talk does not translate into 100% positive self-talk. You are human, my friend, and your full range of thoughts and feelings deserves to be recognized. This layer helps you allow space for all of those thoughts and feelings without being consumed by them. Your best friend inside of you will encourage you to process how you need to and in the time you need to. She will remind you of how you've done hard things in the past and can do them again. She will nudge you to pick yourself up and use your resources to heal. She'll support you as you take steps forward. Foster your friendship with your inner voice to create a layer of positive self-talk. It will permeate all areas of your life and boost your well-being. Thanks for listening to Flipside of Midlife. What got you thinking during this episode? I'd love to hear from you. Email me at carly@flipsideofmidlife.com, or if you're listening on Spotify, use your mobile app to respond to my Q&A and poll questions. Wherever you're listening, will you take a moment to follow, subscribe, rate, or write a review? When you do, you help other women in midlife and beyond find this podcast. And I'll be forever grateful to you if you recommend Flipside of Midlife to your friends. You know it. I'll be back here at the same time next week, my friend.